lake with doggies. Waking up 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 lake with doggies. Waking up.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late Doggy Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon here at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, where I'm joined with the legendary Peter Leonard.
It's Tuesday night. Tuesday night. It's after 5:30.
All right. What did I say? Tuesday
afternoon.
Tuesday afternoon. It's not night until 6 p.m.
Well, yeah. Well, not according to my boss. I've been sneaking out for 20 years. What are you doing? Happy birthday.
And, of course, Elgin David's
yes,
here.
Yes, I am here. What's up, everybody? What's up, Facebook, if you're watching? And everybody on Bubba Radio listening.
Bubba Army Radio, where I don't know if we were on this weekend or if they ran a replay, but I sent the files in on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They have to be in there by Thursday, but they usually, it's not like something they're a stickler about. But, I send the file, and then I see downloaded, that somebody downloaded it. It means they took it.
Right. That's
I didn't see the download this time.
So they played an old soupy sales TV show.
Probably.
Instead of your fucking show, they're so pissed off at you.
America's laughing.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Tuesday afternoon, early evening, as Peter Leonard would like to somehow correct me in a sense.
Well, if you're listening on the internet, they could be in California. There you go. And you're number one in Guam. It's only 6 in the morning there.
Well, so I don't think we're in a day and age, Peter Leonard. I don't know if you're up with the times, but
yes.
Most people nowadays don't really care about the time. We are turning into a society of people where time is irrelevant.
Okay.
Right?
Well, right. I mean, to some people, they still live by the clock, 9 to 5, things like that. Stores are open for certain times. But people themselves are starting to do things on their own time, watch their shows when they want to, listen to what they want
people,
when they want to.
A lot of more companies offering flex hours.
I got to tell you something. My father knew exactly what day and time he was going to die.
Really?
What?
Yep. The judge told him.
He had an advantage over all of us, you would say.
By the way, that's did you guys have a good weekend, Memorial Day?
I did.
Did you, Dougie?
Yeah, I went to a barbecue and sweat. You know, here, let me ask you guys a question. Let's say you go. You go to someone's house.
Mm.
It's barbecue.
This is
a lot of people.
What'd you bring with you?
That's first
bottle
question. Of wine.
Okay, good.
Good. You brought
some and egg rolls. My wife brought some homemade
egg rolls.
Awesome.
Oh, Jesus.
And
I would have thrown you out and kept your wife.
And then you go to the house, and if somebody comes to my house, I'm having a little soiree here, people walking in and out of the house, I would set the air conditioning down to 70 to 68 degrees.
Yes, people walking in and out the door.
It's going to be a lot. So you want the thing to be heavy.
A lot of people in there.
And
sure.
Bodies. These folks had it around 77.
Okay.
So people were coming in from the outside. No, people were coming in from outside. People were coming in from outside and, wanting to cool off in the house and then realizing, geez, not that much better in here either.
Did they have a pool?
Yes.
Okay. Did you jump in with all your clothes on?
I was thinking about going in with my golf shorts.
I'll tell you what, because that would have sent a message to the landlords there, the owners of the house. Guess what? People are like, they're like lemmings. Then everybody starts jumping in the pool like lemmings. They're following Dougie into the pool in their clothes.
That's the best idea.
Right. Say, fuck, is it a little warm in your house?
Yeah, get the clue.
Well, I had a great weekend. I actually learned the secret of comedy this weekend, man.
The secret of comedy.
Yep.
I would love for you to
quit.
Share it with
you
us.
You quit.
I learned the secret of comedy.
What's that?
You know what? Ask me, Peter.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead, Elgin.
I
got you.
Okay. Hey, you ask me, Peter, what's the secret of comedy?
All right. Peter, what is the secret of comedy?
Timing.
Let's try that again with a professional comic. Ask me the same question.
Dougie.
Well, he chopped it up.
First of all, you had one fucking line there, Peter, And you
because he kept going. What is
it? Doesn't matter.
Secret.
Don't blame him.
Okay. Said, what is the secret of comedy?
Hold on. Can I just told ahead, you? I called. We'll let everybody see it. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Dougie, what is the secret of comedy?
Timing.
Nailed it.
Right.
That's okay.
Dougie nailed it.
Well, because he sat there. Well, because okay. Now I'll do it like Elgin did.
Yeah. Go ahead. And you
can. What is the secret of comedy?
Timing.
Well, see.
I still had it, dude. You don't get. Yeah. And he didn't do it like you did.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
All right. Do it to me now. Do it to me now.
What's the secret of comedy?
No, come on. Give it to me real. Ready?
How was your weekend? What's the secret of comedy? Elgin.
Yes.
What is the secret of comedy? She blew it.
Timing.
There you go.
Still works.
At some point.
All right, good.
Still works that way.
Well, you liked the other one.
Yeah, cool. It was good.
Okay.
I liked it.
So what else, man? So that's what you do a weekend? So you went to this barbecue.
Yeah.
Hot as balls. You're trying to eat food.
No, it was
you're
fun.
Were you pouring sweat?
No, I wasn't. I was, you know, I still had a... I had a V, like a regular, like a shirt, V-collar shirt.
You're a guayabera?
You know, a nice shirt and a nice little, you know, my...
skirt?
Like golf shorts. Like, you know, skirt.
Sports?
Listen, are you on a fucking roll already? We're not even in the first segment, and you're going off like a
that'd
fucking...
That'd be fun, man. Listen,
well, you're having fun.
It's your
Everybody
fault.
Else is wondering when you're going to shut up.
I won't say a word.
Here we
Cut
go.
Cut my mic. No, go ahead. You guys enjoy the show.
So...
I'll watch you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch TV over there. I'll watch TV.
Go ahead. See what he does.
You guys do this every time.
So it was good. Open bar. That's mm-hmm. always a good part. Nice a barbecue. So that you know, open bar and
as opposed
good
to the
food.
1 hour free open bar at your place. Your birthday.
I thought you were going to shut the fuck up. I thought you were going
to. If I had known it was going to be 1 hour free liquor, I would have brought a thermos with me.
You didn't enjoy the free liquor for an hour, Peter? You know, we're 50 people coming to a party. You think 50 people should be drinking for free, you know, for 3 hours
you
or something?
You came to my 50th birthday party. You know.
Well,
wow.
We all can't be rolling in the duck butter.
I had hookers. We had pounds of Coke there. You know, yeah. Drank free for four days of mine.
And then you woke up and realized there was three people there and you're playing pin the tail on the donkey.
I looked at my bank account and went, oh, my God. What
all
happened?
Right. Well, we, you know, not all of us making that roll like you're making and those advertising sales.
Yeah. It's all over now.
Yeah.
Look, my career's right here with you. The Dougie Almeida fucking Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah.
Like your last appearance in Butte, Montana. All right. Yeah. Where were you last week? Passaic, New Jersey?
Listen, Mr. AM radio dial no one listens to.
I know that.
All right, well, shut up then. The fuck? Just because you're miserable, don't try to project your misery
I'm
on everybody
smiling.
Else.
Look at me.
Yeah, you're smiling.
This isn't Xanax yet. It's not time yet. 8 o'clock for Xanax.
All right. Well, if you're going to try to be funny, get on the mic and do it, or do it. No half-ass shit here.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll stay off.
So that was that. By the way, and on the weekend, I did celebrate my wife and our 12-year wedding anniversary on Memorial Day yesterday.
Wow.
You know.
Was it 12?
Well, we were married 12 years, and we've been together 24.
Wow. Fucking,
you were right, dude. Sorry.
Damn, thanks.
You're welcome.
I fucking lost another one, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be all over before the 12th.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you're coming from a position you know about, being divorced three times.
Only twice. Listen, first of all.
You divorced three times. I thought you said you divorced three times. So you lie about that, too?
I'm a widower, dude.
Yeah.
It was a dead marriage. Anyway. Oh, boy.
See, there you go. See?
You didn't like that one?
No. Well, I didn't like the first few either. Just there was. Anyway. So that was the weekend, by the way. All right. So that was the weekend. Memorial Day. Miserable. You know, I mean, aside from that, I did the novelty comedy show, the Wine and Wit
show
over in Wilton Manors.
Yeah, how was that?
First of all, I don't know if anybody's never been into that downtown Wilton Manors area on the weekend.
Yes.
You would think you're in Disney World.
Right.
I don't mean by character. I'm just saying.
You are walking a little cockeyed.
There's one stupid, lame fucking, you know. You know what I mean? People are walking around. It looks like you're in the middle of Oktoberfest. You know what I mean? It's just people are. It's festive. It's
packed. It's festive. It's
a bad word for
loud. There's music. It's
people everywhere.
Yeah, people everywhere having a good time. Right. Every weekend in Wilton Manors is a party.
Yeah, and Wilton Manors, for those of you who don't know, is basically a gay community. It's actually the largest. It overtook San Francisco not too long ago, didn't it? As the largest gay pop. Well, you would know
Key West.
I didn't know that.
I think it overtook because it's more popular. population there than even in Key West.
Wow.
Key West doesn't have as many people living in it since it's a little fucking island.
Greenwich Village?
No, but I'm pretty sure our fact checker here can check it, but I think Wilton Manors has the number one amount of gay people living in it.
Homo hangout number one.
I wonder why the show has the least listenership out of all our shows that play during the week with those type of comments. What's up, Chris Gorgeous? Gary Skulls, hope your wife's doing good, buddy, in the hospital. And Liver Kicks watching. And new comic, Anthony Terzo, in the local area. So that was, you had that. I went to the place as a foodie, Peter Leonard. I went to Cooper's Hawk.
What'd you think
for the first time? I thought it was okay. No, we didn't.
No, wait.
It was Monday, for one.
Okay.
And it was Memorial Day.
Oh, shit.
So most people don't go out dinner.
No way. I was like, there's no way we're going out for dinner on Memorial Day.
Right?
Or to the beach, either. Because we can go to the beach any time of the year and enjoy it.
Yeah. Right.
It's nuts on Memorial Day.
You can't park anymore.
By the way,
so how was the restaurant?
It was pretty good. The food's good. They had like a surf and turf thing where I got the grouper with pistachio crusted on the outside.
I love that.
And then they had the medallions, the filet medallions.
Ooh.
Two little ones that look like little hockey pucks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right. And then you can get they're pretty good. One was medium, the other one was medium rare.
How'd you order?
It was a little off. I had medium rare. I want medium rare.
Yeah, me too.
But one of them was a little pink, like too pink. Not.
It was the I bet it was the second one.
Well, it was the second one I ate, yeah, unfortunately.
Right, you know why? Because it sits there. As it's sitting there, it's still cooking. You know what I mean? So
right.
If it was one fucking filet, you would have been great. But
right.
As you see it, the one filet,
it's still heating
fish,
on that chair.
Right, then you get to the other one, and it overcooks.
That makes a lot of sense.
And, and it's a lot worse, too,
when
I go
wild?
Through. But the mushroom sides that came with it were delicious.
Ooh, nice.
The veggies.
What about the price?
Everything. They ran out of mac and cheese, which is probably good.
How are the prices?
There you go. They were for the dogs. No, we'll say this. Normally, the wife and I, on a special occasion, we'll go to Rainbow Palace in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Szechuan, like authentic
Oakland Park
gourmet Chinese cuisine.
The best.
Best fucking place. If you're ever in Fort Lauderdale, go to Rainbow Palace. It's going to be pricey. My wife and I are saying, usually if we go there together, it's like $180, $200 mm-hmm. with tip.
Yeah, because you guys have a couple of drinks and shit.
We have wine or a bottle or two. Mm-hmm. But last night we had a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave, for our 12th anniversary, get free wine. We got a free wine.
Would you walk in there with your wedding certificate?
Yeah, yeah.
How then was your anniversary?
Well, I don't know, because I think that's my wife made the reservation and mentioned that on the reservation. Everything's like $110.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
and you ate some. What did she eat?
Same thing, surf and turf. But she had the shrimp.
Oh, yeah,
like the drunk shrimp, whatever it was.
Mm.
Do you eat sushi?
I love sushi.
You better watch out, man. There's some parasites in the sushi.
What's going on now? In the what? Salmon?
They're finding these worms in the sushi that you eat it, and when it dies, it blows up in your stomach and just fucks your shit up, man.
Yeah, you got worms in your ass.
Look at that worm.
Wow. Now, is that in somebody's stomach? Is that in the
piece? It was in the sushi fish,
yeah,
and then you eat it. You think it's like a vein or something, and then all of a sudden, bam.
Oh, boy. You know what you should do? I always hold your sushi underwater. In a water glass, and this way it'll drown the worm
and all the taste.
But the point is, when it dies, that's when you get. Yeah, that's what's going to happen to you when you eat the worm. You're going to die.
Jesus, what is that, man?
That's a fucking sushi worm.
Is that your sphincter?
You know, these are my personal photos.
Right.
I just had my physician email them to me, and these are the worms that were in my sushi.
That's a banana.
And
I won't eat that much sushi, but I love sushi.
I love it too.
I love it. I got to eat it. And you know, are you going to take a chance with the parasites? I would.
Listen, you boys both have been swimming in waters that are filled with parasites. You know, whether it's the ocean, whether it's a lake, whether it's some fucking stream somewhere. You know, there's shit. There's airborne shit. There's stuff. Listen, there's stuff in your pillow right now that if you looked at it under a microscope, you'd cut your head off thinking, I sleep on that all night.
Ugh.
There's stuff in there. There's bed mites. You know, there's mites in your bed right now.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, let's
there
see.
Are.
Listen. Hey, speaking of bed mites, let me ask you guys a question. Last week on Facebook, somebody posted, for example, a middle school.
Uh-huh.
Kids in a middle school got together,
mm-hmm.
and they walked out of a presentation or a talk that guy Ryan.
Yes, Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan.
Oh, the eighth graders.
Right. Mm-hmm. And my point to the Post was, boy, it's nice of the parents to use their children as political pawns. Because let me ask you guys, do you think the kids were the ones who thought of this, or you think somebody's parents?
No, it's the parents. What were you thinking about in eighth grade?
Getting laid or trying to get laid.
That's it.
Or jerking off because I'm thinking about getting laid.
Soccer practice.
Martial arts, running around, jumping my bike off a curb.
Did you give a shit about?
Well, I had one woman. I had one woman basically say to me, like, "Oh, my 8 year old when he was, you know, he watched, he was really involved. He liked politics." And my 10 year old, and one lady says, "When I watched the Watergate hearings when I was a kid." So here's what do you think of this response, guys? I go, "Well, let me ask you. So based on your logic, if one of your 8 year old or 10 year old really enjoyed watching Grey's Anatomy."
Mm-hmm.
That you'd go ahead and take medical advice from them.
Right.
Or perhaps,
right?
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps, like, let's say your 9 year old really likes watching CNBC. So you're going to go ahead and listen to his suggestions when it comes to the management of your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's
what you're fucking. And then she goes, she says, well, maybe. I said, listen, I don't have any kids, but I taught martial arts for years, anything from 4 year old to 15 year olds. I coach soccer in the same ages, you know? Don't tell me fucking some kid went, oh, you know, Paul Ryan's coming to our school. I don't like the guy. Listen, kids that age, they have no skin in the game.
Zero.
They don't know what it's like to lose shit. They don't know what it's like to have invested in something, to not be able to take care of their. They don't understand the pressures of what real politics really dictate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell me these little fucking stuff. And if the parents of these kids have the nerve to let it happen, that's my point. You're all a bunch of fuck nuts. You're all a bunch of people that you're letting your kid has no idea about the relevancy of any of these politics and how it really affects them. They see you, they hear you. Nothing different than a white supremacist just telling his little kid to hate black people.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is the same stupid continuity perpetuation of hate.
Well, what if the parents don't like the guy? Well,
I'm saying,
what if the parents don't like a guy? What if they don't want? I don't want you hanging around that individual. So I don't want you talking to that child molester.
So
dude.
Then the parents.
I don't want you taking a picture with
that. Well, now hold on a second. We're talking about. You're saying the parents find out that this guy's coming to the school.
Yeah.
So the parents say, "I want to excuse my child that day."
Yeah.
Right. Now, as opposed to making a walking out. Like everybody, all walk out before he talks to make some. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You think the parents were like, okay, at some point he's going to ask you to take a picture, and I want all of you to stay, just walk out. I don't think 200 kids have the mental capacity or even the fucking skills to coordinate something that large on a random occasion. He probably said, "I want to take a picture," and these 200 kids, maybe they legitimately didn't want to take a picture with this guy.
First of all it takes.
Well, it wasn't taking. It was actually just listening to the guy speak at the school.
They're morons.
Now here's the problem of it. When you want to listen to somebody speak. You know, I learned very early in life that whether you like the person who's speaking or you don't, you can learn from that conversation. If somebody's speaking that you don't agree with, it's pretty good to listen to what they have to say to test your own stances.
Right.
You know, it's like almost saying, "Listen, I want to learn martial arts, but I don't want to have to go up against somebody. I'm just going to fight in the mirror. I'm going to just do these." That's all you're doing the whole time. You're fighting in front of a mirror. As opposed to getting in front of some opposition.
Okay. Well, let's say for some reason that these 200 kids are legitimately, you know, doing their research and they all walked out. I got to give them credit for being so interested at the grade of
but
eight.
Here's the thing. Forget about being.
That's cool.
Think about 12 or 13.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
They said they walked away because they disagree with Ryan's policies.
What policies?
Some of the students said.
What policies that Ryan particularly, you know, want?
Oh, they didn't say that, but that's what you would ask them, I'm saying.
I would ask them. I don't know what his policies are. I'm 61 years old. I'm not in eighth grade. You know, I don't care. Give a fuck enough about. Listen, these kids, dictated to them what to
this
do.
Kid
is
said,
your
this
point,
kid
right?
said it was more than just a photo, this 13-year-old kid. He said, "It's being associated with the person who puts his party before his country." That's what this 13-year-old kid said. You think he started the whole?
So this guy. So what this guy did was he walked out where he put his ideology in front of just being in every day. So if somebody who's guilty of putting their party in front of policy, this kid is thinking truly for himself. And trying to show how he feels about it. So it's a ridiculous
stance.
Well,
the kid says, "I can't take a picture with someone who supports a budget that would destroy public education and would leave 23 million people without health care," he told the local newspaper.
Yeah, a fact my mother just told me last night. You know, that's
reading,
my point.
Probably reading these it kids, off his hand.
Again, my point is these kids have no idea. They don't pay for their health insurance. These right. kids don't pay taxes. These kids don't, you know, these kids wake up in the morning. They're fed. They're taken care of. Mm-hmm. And they're, you're going to tell me that they don't agree with something?
Right. Let me ask
well,
you
there
this.
Well, there were some kids who still made the right, I mean, not right choice, but I mean, like this kid said, he thought it was very cool to see the man who's the third most powerful man in the country. It would be cool even if you disagree with him. That's what this one right. kid said.
I agree with that. Let me ask you something, Dougie.
Every one of those kids that walked out, you know, those they're going to be heroin addicts by the time they're 16.
Yeah.
God willing.
Yikes.
Let me ask you
I would
this,
hope.
Bro. Let me ask you this.
Really?
They don't have a coping mechanism. They think if they want that is basically telling a kid if you don't like the way something is, all you got to do is turn your head. Mm. You got to be like an ostrich and stick your head in the fucking sand, and it doesn't happen. You walking away from something does nothing.
Right.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. Walking away is like suicide. Walking away is basically saying I won't be a part of this. I'm going to go somewhere else where it's different. Guess what? It's not.
It doesn't change the problem.
Nothing has changed.
It.
All it shows is that you're a quitter.
Word.
And you're a douche. You're you're just somebody who's just, I don't like the way things are going, so I'm going to take my ball and go home.
But some of these kids, you know, as Elgin said, they might be a little bit more socially aware than other kids. There are those nerds.
I get
those
that.
Kids, those nerds that you would never fucking talk to in high school because they were on the debate team and they were, you know what I mean? You know those kids. I want to have a question for why do you hate children so much? What's the deep? Seriously, what is it? Where's the hatred?
Because when I look down at them, they remind me of you.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
Thanks, Peter.
No, I'm serious.
I'm just saying that. No, listen, I love kids. That's my point. And the fact that parents will use their kids as political pawns to spread their own agenda, mm-hmm. it's no different than a guy who's trying to get his kid to be a football player because he didn't fucking make it past high school football.
Right.
You know, it's all about this. It doesn't have to be political. It has to be based on having somebody do something. So if you're going to tell me an eighth grader is going to sit there and be that discontent with something that they're going to walk out is it, to me again it's all of this quitter philosophy that these parents think that let's make a stance. It's not doing anything. If anything, it's depriving the kid from actually hearing something
right
that may in fact inflame his or even really get his blood. You know, how could anybody who talks, if you don't want to hear that, it's only because you're fearful of what you're going to hear.
That's true.
It's something you can't defend or not like anymore.
That's true.
If Don Mattingly were to go to an eighth grade class in Miami and talk about baseball, would they walk out on him because the Marlins are in last place and suck balls?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You guys play against my Marlins. They're not going to listen to you.
Or because this guy is a 13-year veteran with the New York Yankees, 11-time Gold Glove winner. Career 315 batting average, whatever the fuck he was, and a superstar, but his team sucks. So it's right. the same thing. Is it your politics? Is it the person? Is it the man? Or is it what mommy told you? What, you know, daddy who's a sports fan?
If I had a child in eighth grade and they came and told me so and so's coming to speak, I don't believe in anything they have to say. I'm really disagreed. So I'd say, all right, well, stay home then.
Most people hate their parents.
Home. Stay home.
Most people would hate their parents and would do the opposite of what their parents said, correct?
Well, now we're opening up a whole different story, Peter, but yes. Right.
But now, wait, right. if you're telling the kid to stay home, then you're asking the kid to not listen to what the guy has to say.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Right.
What I would do is now I'd say, so tell me, why is it you don't like what this person has to say and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then I would basically say, well, you know what? Why don't you hear? And then it's either going to strengthen what you feel or you may ask yourself questions that you may, you know, whatever.
Then you start questioning your parents.
Expand, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When I taught martial arts, that was the key. It was the triangle relationship: the child, the parent, and the martial art instructor.
Right.
There's certain things that the kid will not tell the parents.
You're the buffer,
but they will discuss it with you.
Correct.
Because you're the cool instructor. You're the person that they can maybe say things that they won't say their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and it's our job to act of discipline. Say, you know what? Yeah, I know your mom got mad at you and stuff, but you know, you didn't take the garbage out, so. That's like you being here and not putting your belt on when you come to class.
Right.
It's incomplete.
God, just mommy.
But kid, that's the thing. People, I don't know if these parents, but when I see something like this, it's basically telling me that these parents, you know, shouldn't be parenting. If my kid said, I'm going to walk out of this thing. No, you fucking sit through it. Right. You fucking sit through it like everybody else should. I can't walk out of my meeting because I don't like what the boss is saying. You know, you got to learn to cope. People, these kids don't have coping mechanisms. They're going to be all depressed and be taking all kinds of medications by the time they're fucking 19. Yes, the Chinese and the European world, that the kids are so much smarter than our fucking kids. You think they're all geniuses. They're all pansy asses. Fucking kids. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey.
Elgin David.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back with things you need to know right after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Allman for you, who passed away this past week. Was he 70 or 63?
69 years old. Had a liver transplant 5 years ago, and got liver cancer.
Now, him and his brother or family play over here at the Funky Biscuit a lot?
Well, here's what happened, man. His son, Devin Allman, one of his five children, three of whom are musicians, two very famous, Devin always does the this blues festival in Boca Raton at the right. amphitheater, like every year. So I'm telling you, it was like 3-4 months ago. He was playing with the Tedeschi Trucks band, Derek Trucks, who's Butch Trucks' son,
right.
and the Allman Brothers drummer. He was playing there as well. So Devin was booked at the Funky Biscuit that night. So all of a sudden, an hour into his show, his dad pops in, schlepping two horn players from the other kid's band
right.
that had just left the blues festival at Meisner, and he got up at the Funky Biscuit and did an hour. Did
nice.
A fucking hour, and people were just flipping out, man. I mean, when you see a legend like a Greg Allman just walking into your neighborhood bar and sitting down with, I wouldn't say, you know, well, with a great band. I mean, the son of this kid, I mean, this famous rock guy, man. But it was sad, man. You know, Greg had a long history of banging hot women and getting married, Cher. And,
yeah. Well, there's nothing sad about that.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's your legacy, you leave behind.
Yeah, no, but
you lived a great life.
Yeah, but he partied too much and he drank too much and heroin and
listen,
shit.
Listen, I mentioned this to my wife that I'm going to go another 90 days without drinking, and I started today.
I'm at 5 weeks right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. That's it. I'm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to. I did it last time.
Right.
And I'm going to do it again because I think it's a good thing. I want to clear, like, get clear-minded here.
Right.
I think we're in a day and age where you need to be clear-minded
mm-hmm.
to cope.
I think the last time is when I think your hairline started to recede.
You think that's when it was?
I'm telling you, that's when it was.
You think that's what it was?
I think so. Do you?
Because that would have been a lot longer ago, because it's been receding for a lot longer. But you being only 3'2", you couldn't see from
see,
down
Jesus,
there.
See, Jesus, look at that. It's got to go back to the height thing. I don't mind that, dude. I've been short my
whole life. Just because you got a head like a mop, to shut the fuck up.
I trip on my cock. Listen, this is not my hair, by the way. So Facebook, this is.
All right. Anyway, welcome
Charles
back.
Alfieri.
Welcome back to the show. It's time to talk about things you need to know. We all heard the news about Tiger Woods. And, of course, we got to see every comic in the world talk about him finding a driver
mm-hmm.
And all kinds of fucking jokes. Oh. Here's what I got to say, everybody out there.
Mm.
And there's some people that comment, because people made comments, and there was a lot of duplication.
Mm.
There was a lot of jokes that were told by many people.
Right.
And that's, of course, you talk, again, we're in a day and age, we're all sitting there listening to this stuff, you know, the things that are happening,
mm.
and everybody's going to think the same shit. Some will think a little deeper than others, but for the right. most part.
And he's a golfer, and you're gonna talk about stroke and holes and clubs and whatever.
Right.
But guess what? You know what they just came out 2 hours ago?
What?
He had a zero reading on his alcohol level.
Really?
Zero. Right.
Well, he didn't blow into the thing, though. He didn't take the test. He didn't.
They got him at the. They nailed his blood. Zero. He had nothing. He was high as a kite on the medication. He had surgery 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. He was flying on painkillers. Yeah. Did you see him? He was whacked out on Percocet.
Says here that he's blaming prescription meds.
Yeah.
So, but I heard he didn't take the breathalyzer test.
But they released it that he had an 0.0. I don't know what it say there. I'm
looking it up right now.
There he is. But he looks all banged up. I mean,
yeah, it's a. It's
he
not
looks
a, it's
like
not
somebody
very,
I'd cross the street.
It's not a
from.
Very. It's not a very flattering photo of him.
No.
Oh, there's two versions of it. There's one of him smiling, and the other one we talk about receding hairline.
Yeah, that's almost like remember the time the Time magazine photo of OJ after his arrest. When they made him much blacker than he is.
Right.
And they had a big controversy over
that.
Yeah,
they made the picture darker.
Right.
He was a certain, you know.
I think they made you know, your boy Tiger a little balder. And bless you. It's okay. Let it out, man. Good for
bless you.
Good
boy. Oh, my God.
Good.
I haven't seen any. I'm reading through the one of the last ones. I don't see anything here that says anything about his drug alcohol content being zero.
Yeah, it said zero. Well,
we're not going to spend that much time on it. Everybody's going to start looking up.
This is an ESPN radio.
Right.
So but, if you guys wanted out that information, go there. Fuck it.
But he didn't take the test, so that he automatically gets his license suspended. If he wants it, he has to get that breath machine put in the car, where if you get in it, you got to breathe into it for the car to start.
Right.
It's like an automatic thing here in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm. You know, because my DUI attorney would say to me, it's like, if you ever get pulled over, refuse the test. Just say, I don't test well
right.
on any case. You know, right. there's all kinds of things I could be.
You don't have a pen?
Yeah, I got a bad knee. I don't have a number two pencil. Right. That'd be the joke name.
You can say.
I can't take a sobriety test. I don't have a number two pencil.
Right.
So,
you could say no and refuse to do the test.
Yes.
Right. And now the only thing in court, there's no evidence to show against you. Yet you automatically lose your license is suspended for 12 months because
right.
you don't agree to it.
Right.
That's part of the agreement of your license.
You save
you don't
about
take 15 a test,
grand.
Right.
You know?
But I mean, all right. Let me ask some of the people driving out there in South Florida. How many of the people that are driving around do you think actually have licenses?
And how many around you are drunk right now? How many driving of you are drunk?
Right? Wow, that's a good thing to think about. There's probably a lot of them out there. You try not to think about it.
Yeah.
But there's probably a lot of people driving without licenses. There's definitely a lot of people driving who don't know how to fucking drive.
Well, that's obvious here.
That's for sure. Mm.
We talked about that. It's the old people and young people.
And then they hit you and then they can't fucking pay for the damage because they don't have insurance.
Right. Well, that's something you need to know. Don't get down on Tiger. Don't be making fun of the guy when he might have just been taking some
Percocet.
Exactly.
Molly Percocets.
And I got the Percocets for when I had my kidney stone.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds
and,
Tiger. Call Tiger.
And I got Vicodins.
He'll take them.
So I haven't taken any. They're still in my armoire.
He'll pay top dollar.
You know, that's one of the most popular songs right now. It's called Percocet, Molly Percocet.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's one of the most popular songs right now. It says Percocet, Molly Percocet, chase a check, never chase a bitch. That's the song.
Hmm.
It's a real song.
Again, you wanted me to apologize to our youth, and this is the music they're
Bob
listening
Dylan
to.
Is, you know,
by the way, I do want to clarify something I said earlier. Not all kids are a bunch of pansy asses, but there's many of them who are. And, you know, I'm not even talking about the kids. I'm talking about many of these parents who have their head up their ass. So when I know the parents have their head up, sometimes kids realize that. Some kids realize the parents have their head up their ass and they do things on their own. You know, they learn to not rely on their parents because they can recognize the fact that the parents have their head up their ass.
Yeah.
But sometimes when the parents have their head up the ass, the kid definitely has their head up their ass because there's nothing to work off.
Mm-hmm. Most likely. It's passed down.
Speaking of having something up your ass, U.S. porn auditions to be held in Florida. If you think you got a big schlong and you can last a long time,
hey,
they got auditions.
What time is it?
Yeah, you think you missed
it? I got to run. Yeah, but I'll see you guys. So long, everybody.
Peter's missing his calling.
Yeah.
So when is this?
I guess that last time I read anything about the porn industry, I guess there was another AIDS scare.
Yeah.
Really?
In California. Mm-hmm. And I know Miami's becoming a big hotbed.
Listen, I shot porn in the 70s, man. Well, actually, I shot at porn in the 70s.
U.S. porn industry facing shortage of male actors. Auditions are planned for Florida. one of the largest adult movie producers in the United States, has announced its plans to hold a series of auditions for male actors throughout Florida in June.
Wow.
To address the growing shortage of men in the industry.
LOL.
Jesus. You got to tie that brick to your cock again, man.
I know. You know? Get the pump, the vacuum.
Get it going.
That's what
man.
You do. You get like a 5-pound dumbbell.
That shit doesn't right. work.
Yes, it does.
I always wanted to do like senior porn, you know, for the seniors.
So well, you don't have much of a choice.
So, right. So that there's still some healthy.
That does not work. Stretching your dick.
It does. If blood circulates eventually, it holds. It's like a fish tank. You give a fish tank a bigger tank, the fish gets bigger.
Yes.
That's, oh my God.
So if you give your penis more room, the blood will flow.
You're going to fucking rip your dick off hanging away.
Dude, you don't drop it from 5 feet.
No.
You start off, you build on it. You know, you get like, you know, you start off with like maybe a paperweight.
And you just let it hang from your dick.
Yeah, you just sit there with your legs. You sit there like a tripod for about an hour.
See, if it grows to its environment, like a fish, when you put a fish in a tank, then you should just wear boxer shorts.
That's what they say.
Right. Or just big baggy pants.
You don't wear underwear. You just let the, you know.
That's why these kids wear baggy pants, so their dick grows longer. Is that right, Dougie? They go to their environment.
According to the Porn Industry Journal, the California-based studio considers Florida to be the most attractive location for casting male actors.
Yes.
And our industry size does matter, and our viewers respond to best male actors with long penises. Mm. Florida's average penis length is over 6 inches.
Well, thanks to me.
Making it the most attractive state to recruit. I didn't know that there's a big, I don't know, like, all the men in the state have been, I haven't been measured by anybody else but me.
You haven't been measured?
No.
Listen, but people who have slept with you have told other people. It's not always the...
Yeah, you must be on the list then.
Right, it's the
There's
source.
A reason why they didn't call you. Right. They called me.
Yeah. Okay.
They measured me, bro.
Listen.
I got the tape.
I don't know why you didn't get the call, Dougie.
They didn't need tape, Peter. They used the thimble.
Tic-tac.
Another advantage of Florida enjoy is the diverse mix of ethnic groups. Yeah, it's good to have a nice melting pot of porn.
You have to.
The schedule for the auditions is being finalized, but the Industry Journal noted that the studio plans to hold castings in cities across Florida. At this point, auditions have been confirmed in Miami.
Obviously.
Jacksonville, Tampa, and Orlando. So get out there and put some weight on your dicks, guys.
And if you're a fluffer, they're looking for fluffers as well.
That's right.
So get out there and start fluffing.
And size does matter.
And please make sure you use plenty of Jergens hand cream because...
Size does matter, ladies. So we want the ladies with the big lips.
That's it.
Were you ever surprised by a woman who gave you a whirl with little lips and the tip actually felt good?
It did what?
Were you ever surprised with a woman, you looked at her lips and thought, it's probably not going to be a good oral. But she's not good at it. Next thing you know, she's...
Took her teeth out and went to town. Yeah, I have had that, actually. I had the best BJ I ever had, man, was a chick who did not use her hand, didn't touch me whatsoever. And I flipped out.
It's because you had her tied up.
No, because, yeah, she was getting, you know. I swear to God, did not, and it was the, and normally, I like to struggle, you know, it's a whole different thing. This one was amazing, and the broad was like 5 years older than me, 6 years older. And
you
I
have,
was like,
you ever have a gobbler? You have a gobbler?
With everything, it took, oh yeah, they took the balls.
Gobblers when they when it's in, they're swallowing, and you think she's gonna take it and eat it. That's it.
Yeah.
They gobblers. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, like a turkey.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They get your whole balls in there too. They love that.
Here's something you need to know: getting high on mushrooms is not likely to send you to the emergency room.
Not likely.
Not likely. So, you know, maybe you were holding back from doing mushrooms. That's because I'm not going to drink anymore, so maybe I'll just start doing mushrooms.
It's an easy transition. I mean, it makes sense, actually.
Is that why you bought the cow?
Straight from drinking to mushrooms.
That's why you bought a cow. It's in the back.
That's what it takes, right? Cow shit, and it's a mushroom that grows in cow shit. Yep. What is that all about? I wonder why that is.
It's called psilocybin.
Psilocybin?
That's the chemistry in your brain that, like, Molly and stuff releases.
Yeah. PSYC.
Right.
Psilocybin.
That's why people who abuse that end up going into depression.
Really?
Depression? Yeah, because what happens is normally when, like, I dealt with a good friend, a longtime friend, that he called me very depressed about something, and which is odd because I was a little depressed. I was just in a depressive mood, you know, and And this guy was telling me his shit. I'm like, well, fuck, I shouldn't be depressed.
Listen, who isn't depressed these days? Do you know a lot of people are not depressed? There's a lot of people who have suffering from depression.
It's crazy.
It's
chaotic and hectic.
It's running
everything.
Rampant.
Everything out there. I mean, I think that's why people are so on Facebook and stuff. That's why they're so expressive, because they think by talking about something, it's gonna, like, there's unity,
right?
You know,
I I'm about to bang off that thing. I can't stand this.
I don't get on it. I don't get on much more. I get on there when I've unfollowed a lot of people that all they do is political stuff.
Yep.
I mean, if you got nothing else in life to think about besides that shit.
I told someone today.
You're just not interesting anymore.
Yeah, I said, do me a favor. Because everything is Trump, every fucking thing. And I said, do me a favor. Go volunteer somewhere. Go to a hospital. Go to an animal shelter. Yeah. Go do something.
Do something.
Fucking learn to knit. Do something other than fucking watch television and post and sit there. And this is a person who does not put their fucking phone down, does not leave it for a second. Can't stand it.
Getting high on mushrooms is not likely to send you to an emergency room. If there was such a thing as safe drug, then magic mushrooms would be it.
Great.
At least that's what the new study says here. Research found that of all people who tripped on psilocybin, hallucinogenic mushrooms in 2016, only 0.2% needed emergency medical attention.
That's
0.2%. That's 0.02%.
That's phenomenal, man. That's great. And you know how many deaths they probably had last week from all this shit, these pills these kids are taking now, and all that? It's like 800 deaths a month now.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, you mean the opiate addiction?
The opiates, yep.
Yeah. You can always tell people that are on opiates. I tell these pill poppers. You can see they have those droopy asses and the
right, slurring.
Especially if they drink. Survey analyzed the drug use of nearly 120,000 participants. Boy, that's a lot of drugs. In 50 countries, based on questions regarding drug use patterns, etc. About 24,000 people said they have used shrooms.
Mm.
No one ever says we take mushrooms. It's shrooms.
Shrooms, dude. I've taken mushrooms before.
Yeah?
Yeah, what'd you think?
Yeah, they were awesome. They were really awesome.
Right? I never had them.
How long you got?
Yeah, man. Oh, this was long time back in the day. But yeah, I took them, and it felt like forever.
Right.
And I remember I was staring at the floor at one point, and it was a linoleum floor.
Right.
And it looked like I was looking down above like a bird's eye view of streets,
mm-hmm.
and all these little things were driving up and down the roads. And I was down there for like an hour.
Yeah. So you were hallucinating.
And then my buddy comes over, and he's like, "Dude, get up off the floor, man." I was like, "What?" He's like, "You've been down there for like a minute, man."
Like, are you looking in the carpet?
Just the linoleum floor, just staring at it.
Listen, there's nothing.
It felt
better.
Like it was an hour long.
Nothing better than really hallucinating and seeing shit that just is not there. And things
no, but it was fun.
And...
It was fun though. It wasn't scary like that.
No, I hear you. No,
what's up,
that's
Bruce Smirnoff?
No, but some people get scared and they see demons and devil.
Well, you know what? Don't you think the people that really trip bad? That's because that's basically what's festering in their own minds.
Absolutely.
Paranoia.
Yeah, right? For sure.
People who smoke pot, I remember once my first paranoid experience when I smoked pot was because I just started smoking pot once I got my senior year in high school, and I was ready. We'd go get high. My buddy Anthony and this other guy Mike, and we'd get high before we went to go work at Publix.
Yeah.
And just one day I started getting that feeling like somebody was on my head stepping on me, and I was just being crushed.
Wow.
And I couldn't. I drove my buddy to work, and I drove home, and I never had a panic feeling. And it only happened once or twice.
Right. It definitely has to be what's on your mind. Because now that I just thought about it, right before we started tripping, what happened? We ate the mushrooms.
Yes.
And then we were playing the Spider-Man game on PlayStation. And then all of a sudden, we had to put the control down and go, "Oh, shit, guys." And then all of a sudden, I'm staring at the fucking floor. And I'm seeing all the top bird's eye view of streets and buildings.
Yes. Right. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Is this Publix, Coral Springs? Yeah. Is that where you worked at? Or is it Margate? Margate, Coral Springs, please. Publix.
Yeah,
do you know you've got kids eating fucking drugs and going to work?
Was that the manager?
Hold on. I got to find my train wreck fucking sound of this one. By the way, Bruce Smirnoff said he's shooting up right now. hey, that's a crazy drug. I've never tried it, but now that I read this article, I want to try them.
And, you should. They're fun.
The fact that of...
go to your car, Elgin. Go get some.
Yeah. You got some in there?
I will. I'll go get them right now. I got some cow poop just in the back of my car. And they're the mushrooms are almost there. I just learned about how that happens, by the way. They eat the spores.
Right.
The cow eats the spores. The spores survive digestion. Then they take a shit, and the mushrooms grow out of the shit. But it still depends on what type of mushrooms that they were eating at the time.
Right.
Because some of them may kill you, I read.
Well, my oldest brother, I remember when I was little, and he still lived at home, they ended up going to the emergency room because they ate wild mushrooms. They thought they were going to get high on them and ended up almost dying because they were poisonous.
So yeah, you have to watch out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fucking mushroom expert. It's just Google, baby.
And here's something you should know. You know, I read the story about in Portland of these two guys that were killed.
Why?
When some white racist motherfucker was screaming at this Muslim woman on a train. And these two American guys basically stood up to try to tell the guy to calm down, and they ended up both dying by this guy, by his knife. He killed them both.
What?
So, you know, what you need to know is, you know, if you want to be a hero, if you want to stand up, you know, you better be capable.
You're not kidding.
You know what I mean? You know, the people are fun. We're just saying this. People are depressed. They're crazy nowadays. You can't just go off and just say, hey, buddy, calm down.
Yeah.
You know, you may end up, that's it. You won the argument, but you lost. You're dead. It's over. Go to the hospital if you tell somebody and that's a thing. What are you going to do? What are you going to do that? What if you're sitting there and some guy is saying, calling some woman a Muslim this or that and this and that, you know?
It's a hate crime. It's a race crime.
He was
fucked up.
College graduate and Army veteran stabbed. So he, you know, he was in the Army. You know what I'm saying? He stood up.
PTSD, baby. You could blame so much shit on PTSD now. You say you're in the Army?
He's not the guy who did the stabbing.
No, I know. He got stabbed.
He stood up and... Man. Yeah, the guy. I only saw the headshot of the guy who killed them, and I couldn't see his body, how big he was, but he looked like a pretty big dude.
Okay,
he didn't look like he had a neck. He just looked like one of these, you know,
piece of shit.
The guy had no neck. He's like one of those guys that when he takes a selfie, it's considered a dick pic.
This fucking dude.
Look at him.
Damn.
Looks like Danzig.
Look at his fucking
mother.
Dude.
Yeah, anybody with like
he looks like a wrestler.
He actually looks like Ciro Doper.
He looks terrible.
Wow. Sorry, Ciro.
Yeah, man.
Look at this. Fucking looks like
show the camera. So they see. Look at that guy.
It's Ciro.
Ciro with more hair.
It's hard to see.
You know, that's a thing nowadays. You know, you never know when someone's going to flip out. You know? I mean, you've seen it. Sometimes you witness shit
that's
like
right.
That.
That's right. So you keep talking to me like you do.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Listen, don't make fun of me and me make shit to you before I put your fucking head through that wall, Peter Leonard. That'll be funny. Any rate, so you know what I'm saying? But think about that. Think about people who, you know, you see stuff going down and you're gonna stick your nose in there. I'm not one who can idly sit by when something ridiculous is going on. So, you know, even myself, now I gotta worry about some guy, you know,
stabbing you.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. If you were carrying, would you feel differently or not carrying? Would you? How would you feel in that situation?
Dougie would disarm the situation in 2 seconds. I know this because he's a martial arts expert with 2 belts right there. This is Dougie we're talking about. The other dude who, you know, like me, I would want to say something, but I'm a little guy. I would probably get stabbed in the quickness. My head would probably pop off. Dougie would probably handle the situation because he's a little snappy wrist, you know, Steven right. Seagal type dude. How would you handle the situation?
He'd run for the fucking hills.
Sure.
Pussy.
Well, sure. You probably not? Wouldn't say, well.
No, if no, it was a woman, if it was a woman, I'd go to her defense. If it was two guys, I'd say they're on their own. Honest to God.
Yeah, well, and listen, if there's a guy talking to another guy, who that's their business,
mm-hmm.
right? But if it's a woman, if a guy's sitting there, like, talking to a woman like that.
I would absolutely defend.
And just absolutely and being hateful
in.
To her and stuff.
I'd have to jump
like, you watch some of these videos, like, I saw this other video where these black girls were beating up this one white girl.
Mm.
And everybody was standing around. They were just not doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
And for the same reason, they're probably sitting there going, if I try to say anything, they're going to start popping me in the back of the head and people are going to, you know, hit me from behind stuff. So that's why I'm going to say, you got it. That's what I mean by you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a multiple, if there's people like that, like this guy was saying stuff, you know, what you want to do is you basically want to get a perimeter around the person. So if he's there, I'm gonna stand over there If I see you're standing there, I'm going to look at you and go, hey, I'm going to get over there. That way, you know, the guy doesn't have an ability. You don't want to get two people on to get right in front of somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If all of a sudden you were wielding a knife right now, I wouldn't stand right next to Elgin in front of you. Mm. I would walk around you, and I would, if I'm doing the talking, I would look at him and tell him to go around you the other way. That way you're unstable. You're sitting there. That way you're going to lunge out or you're going to run. You're going to do one of two things.
I'm not leaving my house without a baseball bat from now on. I swear to God.
That's right, everybody. It's bat day.
It might turn into that out there.
I swear to God.
I think it is. That's why this is what I think that we're days away from potential calamity.
The like Wild West. Purge. The Wild West. We're going back to the Wild West. Listen, these open carrying laws now, you can fucking strap a gun onto your, you have a permit, you can wear a gun and walk around like the fucking Wild
West. That's the only way it's going to work anymore in this country.
Look at these restaurants.
You can carry a gun and somebody starts mouthing off. And you know what? Population control. Great. Let's get rid of the hoople heads. A lot of the hoople heads are going to go. Like. By the way, no more Urban Week. The Miami Police Department's basically said there won't be any more Urban Week.
Really?
Oh, they stopped that, huh?
Well, more deaths this weekend in South Beach because of people arguing over a parking spot.
Oh, did you see that shit?
Could you imagine hanging with your old lady, just going down to South Beach, and two fucking assholes get into a fight over a parking spot, and you get struck in the head with a stray bullet?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The mayor called for the end of it after shooting.
End it! You don't know how to handle it. It's over.
Holy
Listen,
shit.
Where the Kardashians my generation had to miss, had to lose Fort Lauderdale's, remember, Fort Lauderdale was the best spring break ever.
Where are the Kardashians going to find their boyfriends about Urban Week?
They'll find somewhere. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and we're going to come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Why don't you come out and see a show? You can catch me April 20th and 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th through the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st through the 3rd, I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
Hey, this is Bob Gullo with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. And most of it happens right here in sunny South Florida. We got to come to grips with that. Man strips naked at MIA, the airport in Miami, walks around the concourse with his dick flopping around.
Wow. Who hasn't?
Now this wasn't the first time. It was in Fort Lauderdale that a black woman was walking around, bigger woman. Yeah. She was walking naked from.
It's hot down here, dude. Do you blame these fucking people? It's 98 degrees on Saturday.
Man trips naked. MIA walks around the concourse. Miami International Airport. Travelers at Miami International Airport witnessed a shocking sight when officials said a man stripped naked inside a concourse and walked around, drawing stares, snickers, and cell phone cameras.
Why the hell?
Snickers. What was he eating Snickers for?
Yeah, what about Mars bars?
Was he protesting fucking airport security? Or is he a crazy person?
Oh, he's getting ready to go through security, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, just didn't want to. They told him to empty his pockets. He said, fuck it, I'll take all my clothes off.
Witnesses say they saw him carrying a flag, but there's no sign of it in the video. After about 10 minutes of wandering about, witnesses said the naked man put what appears to be a change of clothes over his shoulder and walked away. Official said it's unknown whether the man was a passenger or simply came in from the street. Did not appear that he had any bags.
He had a flagpole.
He was probably coming for the porn auditions.
Probably.
You know what? That's very possible.
It's just all a matter of gelling the stories together. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but you see that kid falling out of the water slide?
Yes.
No.
One of these slides that's like these slides that you fall straight down almost,
mm-hmm.
and then you it But, you know, I would watch these things, you know, because I'd be in a water park, and I'd say, you know what?
I'm not doing that.
First of all, I'm too heavy, you know, in a sense where I'm worried about flying out of it, unless it's sometimes if they go around, sometimes you're so heavy that you actually...
Well, it's called centrifugal force, and you're not going anywhere. You know, you're staying there. That's like what you do this with the...
There's sometimes the way these things are.
Right.
Like what happened with this kid, he's going straight down like a torpedo, right? And then it comes, and as it straightens out, you can see there's water that builds, like almost like deeper. Like, so he's coming off like a sheet of water into a tube where the water ramps up, and he bounces off it over the thing and out off the side.
So, and the way these things are designed is that thing's supposed to slow you down. It's like a long runway at the end of the slide, so you have time to slow down because you're falling at a pretty steep angle.
Right.
But the way this kid hit the water at the bottom, he almost surfed on it, went sideways, and fucking did a grind with his rib cage on the side of the fucking water slide.
When they go low, we go high over the ramp.
Yep.
Water parks in San Francisco Bay Area celebrating its opening day. Can you imagine? Opening day.
Oh, Jesus.
Was forced to shut down some water slides after a boy spun off a chute and skidded onto this concrete walkway.
How old?
Did I say?
Dead?
No, he had some scratches and some cuts, but that's about it.
Fucking road rash. Road rash, right? It's like going off. You got to be going, 40 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour on that fucking thing?
He was all going faster than that going down. But like you said, once he hits that little catch pool,
there's
too much water in the catch pool.
Yeah, yeah. The good news is that it wasn't, there's water from the splashing. Then he was on the side on the cement.
Yeah, but he slid a good, at least the cement wasn't dry.
Right.
It was still, it was wet and he was kind of riding away, but still.
He popped right up. He popped up.
Yeah, but he got like a 6 foot, maybe 7 foot, you know, road rash. Sliding.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this one more time.
I'd rather watch a guy on a motorcycle running through
look
a wall.
Look at this. Let's do that. And slide, electric slide. He did the slide, slippity slide.
Yeah. Oh, and he slid on his head, too, a little bit.
Remember, nobody can see what you're talking about, by the way, on the radio. The investigation at the incident continues. We will share. Says here that Linda Smith, an assistant city manager, was standing right there when it happened. Jeez. It happened on the grand opening. And then there was a family that died. Remember, they were on a raft? That was on one of these things, too, that went down. And air got underneath the raft, they flew up in the air and fucking plummeted 14 stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I don't need to get a thrill on these rides.
Neither do I, man. These morons. Listen,
he died what he died doing what he loved. He loved fucking water slides.
Right, moron.
He didn't die.
No, I'm just saying. But the other family did.
Could have.
Yeah.
Listen, and even people who go to these things, like the circus, which is no longer, but.
Thank God. But they're selling all their tigers, and they're sending all their lions and tigers, or selling them to like another circus. In a different country.
Right.
Well, sure, you got to recoup your losses.
Yeah, but I'm saying
it's not like you can take an animal that's been kept in captivity all its life. You can't let them out into the wilderness. It'll die.
But right. But they're having like a liquidation sale. They're just, you know.
I saw an ad in the paper. It said, pre-owned tiger.
There you go.
4,000 miles on it.
Free tiger.
Yeah, only one owner.
Right.
Buy one tiger, get one free.
Urinating dog statue briefly placed near Fearless Girl Art. Now, if you're in New York, there's a famous bull and bear. There's like on Wall Street, there's the bull, this huge,
55 beautiful, Water Street.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful sculpture of a steroid pump bull.
Mm-hmm.
And temporarily, there was an artist who put a woman, like a little girl standing in front of it, all like she didn't care, like fearless.
Mm.
Like, in other words, trying to say, like, look, even though you have no muscle, you have nothing back in you, if you have an attitude, that's all you need. That's what that statue depicts to me. But the guy who, the sculptor of the bull is mad because the girl is supposed to be removed. It was a temporary, but she's, the girl statue's still there.
Right.
Wow.
But a New York City artist briefly placed a small statue of a urinating dog next to Wall Street's Fearless Girl sculpture.
Oh, shit.
So, in other words, one sculptor helps another.
That's
okay.
Great.
If you're going to have the girl there, we're going to put this dog peeing on her.
Right.
I think that's fucking
that's
great.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah.
The Fearless Girl was installed in March by a financial firm as a statement about the lack of women in the boards of big U.S. corporations. It faces the infamous charging bull statue. The dog sculptor, Alex Gardega, tells the New York Post that he thinks Fearless Girl is disrespectful publicly, is a disrespectful publicity stunt, and has nothing to do with feminism. Fearless Girl creator Kristen Visbal and a representative for the Bull creator Arturo Di Morica did not immediately respond for this week, but DeMocha has previously complained that the Fearless Girl turns his bull message of freedom, peace, strength, power, and love into something negative.
Wow.
And I agree. This is you can't. What you have happening in this country is being depicted by these fucking statues. This country used to have balls. You know, the strong move on, the strong. Yeah. And now this country's turned into, you got to feel bad for the one who gets shit on. Let's give special need. Let's give all this special help to the one person who gets shit on. You know why somebody gets shit on? Because they don't do shit.
They're weak.
They're fucking useless. You know what I mean? You know, and if you're going to don't feel bad for those people. When I used to see people, when I was growing up, there was this kid, Barry. He used to get picked on by everybody in the neighborhood. Little redhead kid. You know, he was taller, but skinny kid. He didn't know how to fight. I remember I got so mad at watching this kid getting picked on. I said, dude, you got to learn how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was like trying to teach a monkey, you know,
how to smoke.
It was just impossible.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I couldn't stand. Like I tried to do something.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
You're a good guy, man. Because other people you should have said, was that before or after you took his lunch money?
Yeah, I beat the shit out of him a couple of times. Like, actually, the truth be told, I get just tired of beating him up.
Right. Exactly.
No, you know what I'm saying? But
of course,
you
can't.
These people. Listen. There are people.
Dog eat dog.
In life, there are people that are going to have. There are going to be those people in life who have everything anything they want, they get.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be those people in life that never get anything they want.
Right.
There are going to be those people that sometimes win, sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, most of that shit is something that you build and deserve. Hopefully.
Right.
Hey, every once in a while, well deserving people don't get shit. But those people become the most understanding people in the world.
Yeah, and then they walk into places and kill their boss.
Probably. The boss probably had
their ex or their ex-wife or their boyfriend.
Just saying.
Anybody.
You know what I mean? But I think it's funny. So some guy he puts a dog peeing on the girl.
It's great. Stupid.
Now watch. There'll probably be a guy with a gun shooting the dog, and then another sculptor is going to come and build another. You know,
and then
our dog coming banging the dog who's peeing.
Wow.
Get your dog up there.
Yeah.
Like humping the other dog.
A little perverted guy with a can of Skippies. Peanut butter coming out
the
dog
who's
with his cock out.
Who was the Wall Street brokerage firm Merrill Lynch,
Merrill
correct?
Lynch, yeah.
Now, wouldn't you think Merrill Lynch would step forward and say, listen, that fucking bull's...
They got enough problems.
That's right. There's our... Right.
Merrill Lynch has got enough
that's
problems.
That's your old joint, isn't it?
No, I never worked for Merrill Lynch. I never drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. They were the big ones. So.
Yeah, not really. They ended up merging unwantingly after the financial crisis with Bank of America.
Right. Who suck also.
And I know people that were in the Bank of America financial system that when Merrill Lynch came in, guess what?
Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Right.
Now, here's I believe in signs. I believe sometimes there's things that you should take heed of.
Like what? Stop signs?
Like omens.
Oh.
In a sense.
Like a stop sign or yield or something.
Hot air balloon crashes after a couple gets engaged on it.
No way. With them in it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Can you? I mean.
That's pretty ominous.
This is the beginning of our lives.
Yeah. Here you go. I give the ring back.
In Edmonton, Alberta, a romantic moment aboard a hot air balloon nearly ended in tragedy when the balloon crashed just moments after the couple got engaged on board. Christine Peters had just said yes to Stephen Peters' proposal in the sky near Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada on Saturday. She tells the news that the balloon then quickly began falling out of the sky, and the pilot told the 10 passengers to brace themselves. Peters says the balloon landed in a tree. The pilot was able to free it for a bit before hitting another tree and then the ground. Peter says it dragged for another 100 to 200 feet before finally coming to a stop, much like their marriage probably do as well. Right.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hmm.
Everybody was all right?
Seems.
Wow.
Now, would that be funny on their wedding night the balloon broke too?
Yeah.
You know, two broken balloons.
Imagine if they're going to the...
That's how they got there in the first place.
They go to the wedding. They're actually at the wedding.
Right.
And they're standing there and the altar breaks, falls down.
Something happens.
Now, would you, these guys, I don't know, I might be questioning the marriage proposal at that point if that happened.
Mm. Do you have another fun story like that? No, really, because you said things ominous happen like that. Give us a black cat story. Or a ladder.
Here's a story. Shark leaps into a boat and lands on an Australian fisherman. Animals are landing on people lately. The elephant that got shot, you know, attacked the elephant hunter last week.
And the black chick who jumped out of the tree and landed on the...
The black what?
Remember that woman who jumped out and landed on the people, rescued them from the story you did about a month ago?
I don't remember.
Well, remember the seal pulled the girl in the water the other day.
Right. See, they're going crazy. You ever read this book called... oh, my God. I think it's called The Zoo.
Yeah, it's a TV show now.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a TV show called a movie or TV series, whatever, miniseries.
This was something else, man. This is so crazy.
And it's called The Zoo?
Yeah. Oh. It's about animals going crazy.
Uh-huh.
In Canberra, Australia, a 73-year-old Australian fisherman said Monday that he caught a far bigger fish than he had hoped for when a 2.7-meter, otherwise known 9-foot, great white shark leapt into his boat.
By the way...
Knocking him off his feet.
How big was his boat?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
17 fucking feet, man. Can you imagine? You've got 6 feet of 6 feet of space between you and a great white shark.
That's scary.
He hung off the side of the boat. Saved his life.
Terry Selwood was left with a badly bruised and bleeding right arm where the airborne shark struck him with a pectoral fin.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. As it landed on him on the deck of the 4.5-meter, 15-foot powerboat on Saturday.
Mm.
Selwood sprung up on the gunwale and the bow off the boat, avoiding the thrashing shark, and steadied himself by clinging to the tubular metal frame.
That's 73 years old, dude. This is not a young guy.
Right.
There's people in their 40s who can't do this shit. You know, you got a 9-foot shark thrashing around your 15-foot boat. You're 73. You're trying to take a fucking selfie, and this is all.
What do you do at that point? Did he try to kill the fucking thing? Did he stab with a harpoon, or did he wait till it jumped off the boat?
He was able to radio for help.
Get the fuck out of here!
Right? What's it say, Douglas?
The shark was thrashing inside the boat, taking up entire deck area. There was no way you'd put a foot in there. He said the Coast Guard took Selwood to paramedics. Where he was his badly swollen arm was cleared of any fractures. The Coast Guard later towed the boat with the shark into Evan's head. For nightfall, we think it was already dead at the stage, no one was game to put their finger in it.
No, you have shark fin soup. They bring us to China, we bring it to a salad to the Chinese for shark fin soup. You ever have shark fin soup, Doug?
No.
Delicious. You?
Never, ever.
Excellent. I don't think that's legal to sell to have it now, but it is so fucking good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like something you do it's if delicious. You have problems with your...
No, just delicious. You have it with some abalone. Let
me, speaking of delicious soup, last night at Cooper's Hawk, I had that really good lobster bisque.
Oh, was it good?
I love lobster bisque when it's good.
And was it, they find some nice bits of lobster in it?
Yeah, did you but the car? One guy said it's puree. They
pureed
with lobster.
Oh, that's
and then they put a little crab in there, too.
Oh, yeah?
But I like when the big pieces of lobster.
Me, too. Yeah. You got to have the lobster.
Got to have lobster.
You can win a car if you find a piece of lobster.
I'm hungry now. I want lobster.
Now, listen to this guy.
Mm.
Bad neighbor unplugs the bounce house at a girl's birthday
party.
Yeah,
this guy's an asshole.
You heard it?
Yeah, because you know why it touches me? I've been in a bounce house incident before.
Now, bounce houses have been...
A bunch of kids got hurt.
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
man.
They had that one family die somewhere in England or something because it blew in the air and they were flying.
Yeah, did you see that shit? Yeah. It was flying all over the place.
Yep.
In Port St. Lucie, Florida, a woman wants to know why someone unplugged a bounce house, causing it to deflate with nearly a dozen children inside at her daughter's birthday party.
And they all fell to the ground. A foot below.
Reports two children suffered minor injuries after they were briefly trapped under the heavy plastic during the May 21st party in the backyard of a home in Port St. Lucie. The home surveillance video shows an older man briefly standing at the fence looking at the partygoers before unplugging a cord from an electric outlet on the side of the home. Police canvassed the area but couldn't identify the man in the video.
Well, they had plugged it into his house. Yeah, that's why he was pissed off. They were using his electric.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this cord? Boom, he pulled it out.
I heard that he thought he was pulling the music out because, like, for the DJ, because he thought they were being too loud.
Oh,
he may have not known that it was plugged into the bounce house with the kids. But even still, don't fucking unplug people's shit. Knock on the door and talk to them like a real person.
Right.
Because he almost killed all those kids.
These old people.
Idiot.
Well, that's the thing. These are people. There's some people out there that want to take it into their own hands.
Right. Another guy hates something. Kids.
But that's
another
not
guy.
The way of handling it. Right. You gotta do it like a normal person. You got to talk about it. Just like the kids have to go and be part of the conversation. You can't run away from it. You
right.
can't unplug the fucking thing and run
like
away from it.
Like the guy just going, go, hey, your music's too loud.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I would say? If I'm going to throw a party...
you invite all your neighbors.
Exactly what I was going to fucking
right.
say.
You invite them all.
Or at least let them know, hey, I'm having a party. You should come. Bring something over. At least so they know about it. And like, you know what? Even if I choose not to go, he's not a dick.
Yeah, you should come. Bring something over. Not a cop.
Yeah. Are you in law enforcement yeah. by any chance?
Right.
Not a complaint or a ticket.
Do you do Percocet?
I remember that.
Molly?
Molly
Percocet? Gin and juice?
it's like when you had, like, you live in an apartment, you'd have a party, and your neighbors would start complaining.
Yeah.
You know, and they call the police, come over. You're like, fucking police are here again.
Yep.
Dude, the kid last week, the woman came down to the pool. These guys were having a pool party in Boynton or somewhere, some development.
No, it was in North Lauderdale right here.
Picked her up and threw her in the pool, right?
Yeah, slammed her to the ground first.
70-year-old woman. Oh, and he slipped.
Yeah, he said he tried to slip. Yeah, he said
he definitely slipped, but I mean, still, he ended up fucking giving her a suplex.
Either way, you put somebody in danger when you try to pick them up. If I try to pick somebody up and I slip and hit the ground and that person hits their head, it's manslaughter.
Oh, well, yeah. Him trying to pick her up in the first place, he could have just battery. Assault for that. Battery,
yeah,
there you
assault,
go.
Yeah. Last story of the day, German biker loses bag of cash and rains bills all over the Autobahn.
See, I like that.
What?
German police say a businessman on a motorcycle lost a plastic bag stuffed with his day's earnings while driving along the southern highway.
Oh, that sucks.
Sending a shower of cash across the Bavarian Autobahn.
Listen, the guy worked at McDonald's. He was, you know, it was his day's earnings. No, where did he work? Did he just carry all this fucking cash?
He worked at a brothel, Peter. The 36-year-old had been carrying about 9,000 euros, about 10,000 in cash.
Wow.
And small bills. See, it was a strip club, probably.
Yep.
When he lost the bag on A9 highway, the man, whose name wasn't released, stopped his motorcycle and tried to collect the cash himself.
And was killed shortly thereafter.
And witness called police. Authorities temporarily shut down the stretch of highway and helped the man collect his cash. But an estimated 1,500 euros were taken away by the wind before it would be recovered.
There's a movie about that. Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. $10,000. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us.
My pleasure.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Yeah.
I want to thank our Facebook Live followers for listening to us. Don't forget to follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can also join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. By the way, Wednesday night, two things to mention. I'm going to be at I'll be in Dubuque, Iowa at the Diamond Joe Casino performing at the Mississippi Moon Bar.
Nice.
And on Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa at the Penguins Comedy Club. Come out for those dates. Go to Dougie Almeida for more information.
The red tuxedo. You look like one.
You might look like one. How about you there, Elgin?
What about me?
Want to follow you, your Twitter.
At Elgin David Comic, dude.
There you go.
That's very easy.
Peter Leonard?
You can follow me at the Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook. Please.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with all new shows. But don't forget to go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Over 500-something shows on there going back to 2013.
Damn.
Also, donate to the show. Be a patron. We appreciate it. You can donate as minimum of $1 a month. All the money that goes to the proceeds help gas money for the co-hosts, the new equipment. We appreciate anything you can afford to give. It's always appreciated. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you here next week at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he nailed it, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. comes down from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Through the door.